This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in a moment, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and then the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and front office report with Craig Breslow on the current state of the Boston Red Sox, which is a disaster.
Craig.
With a capital D. 9 o'clock is the front office report. This is Bill from Newton. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I honestly can't believe that you guys think Stephon Diggs would be dumb enough to actually be dabbling in cocaine. I mean, the guy's been a model citizen his entire career, other than his whining as a diva, as a wide receiver, which every single one of them are. Mm-hmm. He was great in Minnesota. He was great in Buffalo. He's ridiculously well-spoken. He's incredibly intelligent. There's no chance he'd be stupid enough to do this. None whatsoever. Also, I agree with Wiggy. If he was burying his face in a pile of cocaine on a video, he'd be done.
Yeah.
Absolutely done after he got arrested.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you're done. You're saying it's just the video.
Wait, why part. Would he be? Where would he be arrested if he was caught on camera doing cocaine?
Why would he be arrested if he was caught on camera?
I said where. Explain that to me. Work that for me. How would that happen? So somebody posts a video of Diggs on a boat allegedly snorting cocaine. Who would come to his house and arrest him?
Probably the authorities after they.
What?
Verified the video.
I mean, the Patriots had a player that was found with cocaine.
Yeah, I was going to say no judgment here, but mm-hmm. There's a guy playing for the New England Patriots this season who the police found cocaine on.
Right.
Last
but there was
season.
No video.
We're not talking about a video. He's saying arrested. So if the authorities get to your house and they find cocaine, you're still playing for the Patriots.
Yeah, but you are getting arrested if they find cocaine in your house.
Right, but a video of you using it, they don't just look.
No.
I mean, you think in Miami, if they arrested everybody doing cocaine in Miami. There'd be two people
left. I get what you're saying, yeah, but.
All right. Curtis, you know what? You're probably right. Maybe he doesn't get arrested, but.
Thank you.
If it's found out to be true to be cocaine, you think they're just going to put him in a program and then bring him back in 6 months?
Jabril Peppers is on the Patriots. What
Peppers,
more evidence do you need?
Did he get acquitted? Didn't he get acquitted?
No, he had a plea deal.
Domestic violence thing or whatever, but he had cocaine on him.
Yeah,
it wasn't his.
I think he copped.
Is this 2025 or 1982?
No,
I don't know what we're living in.
Bill, I think he copped to the cocaine.
Listen, when's the last time you saw an athlete on video with cocaine? You haven't. This would be something new. It would be different. Yeah.
It was Max Lane in Nashville, but he would have retired.
No,
the man is a listener of this show.
It's a joke. God in heaven.
I will give you that maybe you are right, Wiggy, mm-hmm. that he's not dumb enough to do something like that, so it must be something else.
Yeah, and I agree with Bill to a certain extent. Like, if this video of him is his nose buried in coke, the Patriots are probably cutting him. They're not going to keep him around.
Yeah, no.
I get the Jabril Peppers thing that, you know, but there's no, the video changes so much more when it comes to an organization and how they handle a guy. And if there's video of him, you know, Tony Montana, nose deep in it, and, like, I don't think Vrabel's going to, or even Robert Kraft is going to want that headache.
No. And I'm sure that you will get to at some point here from Stephon Diggs on what was going on.
I hope he just rolls out whatever that is and, like, shows it to the media. And he's like, hey, guys, like, look, it's just a lighter.
Right.
Everybody relax.
It's Pop Rocks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of rock candy.
Oh, those are my favorite calls where they say I'm an idiot for believing something, and then by the end of the call, they say you're right. I love that.
This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
No, I think that, you know, we got to give Diggs a chance to respond himself to the video. I do think that the likelihood is that there's going to be a lot of this, right, because he's got kind of a famous girlfriends, and there's going to be a lot of attention, a lot of cameras. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Vrabel's patience overall for it is.
Yeah. That is an interesting question because of Cardi B.
Yes.
But I think Vrabel understands, though. I mean, as a coach, you have to understand that guys have social lives. And so he might be dating somebody famous, but that's happened before in the NFL.
Tom Brady?
Travis Kelce, we talk about all the time. So I don't think Vrabel looks at it that way. And I think he knows that guys, a lot of them probably live in Miami. And when they get a weekend, you think they're going to stay in Boston? No, they're going to jump on a plane and head down to Miami and hang out and, you know, party, do whatever it is that they do. And I think Vrabel understands that as a coach. He's been coaching in an era where he knows that. It's not like he, you know, coached 40 years ago and he's new to coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I think he hopefully is going to be focused when it comes to Steph Diggs on what he is able to do on the field, as long as he's not creating, some kind of incident that is a big deal when it comes to the guys that are in the locker room. And
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's going to have to talk about it. Vrabel's not, that wasn't the only time he's going to be asked about it.
Right.
So,
it's probably more annoying than anything for Vrabel because he has to, like you said, he has to talk about it. So when these situations come up, you know, people are going to constantly ask about it until there's proof that exonerates him in the public perception.
The more I think about it, too, like, we keep forgetting that Cardi B was on this boat as well. There's not randos on this boat. Like, this has to be an inner circle. Cardi B's not just going on a boat, on a yacht out in the ocean with random people. She's got security. She's got a tight inner circle. So whoever's taking this video, like, you're not taking a video to screw somebody over. This isn't a fanboy or girl. It's getting wilder and wilder the more I think about it, that would actually be cocaine.
Right. Because the video, whoever did the video probably posted it on their social media.
Right.
So, you know, and you're right. Whoever's hanging on that boat knows Steph Diggs, knows Cardi B, and is not going to put him on blast.
Incriminating things.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just to finalize how the Patriots have reacted to this, you know, the first day that Jabril Peppers was off the commissioner's exempt list, he was at practice, and he told a judge January 23rd of 2025 that the cocaine on him was his. He said, yes, sir.
He copped to it.
So, to say that that's all of a sudden going to be something that ends a career is laughably
wrong. We said if it was on video, if a guy is nose deep in coke on video.
I don't agree. I don't think it would end your career.
That's completely different than after the fact, no one's seen anything, and then a report comes out that he copped to having drugs on him.
Right.
And there's a domestic case.
If I got blackballed by the NFL for having cocaine on video, I would say, Jerry Jones, you're up. Like, I mean, these owners have a tough time having a straight face trying to enact that kind of policy.
Right, but they blackball people all the time. Look at Colin Kaepernick. The guy's still trying to play in the NFL.
I think that's different.
They're not honest oftentimes when they're asked about these things. Also.
What's that?
About allegations of things. I mean, Ken said Shine was nose deep in a bar pizza last week, and he denied it.
Right.
Continued to deny it.
Deny, baby.
All right, can we do They Said It next, please?
Of course.
All right, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.